Hello, and welcome to Graveyard Dirt's mini-sode, Rave in the Grave. I'm Zoe, and I'm a witch.
I'm Andrew. I'm not.
Are you ready? We're going to talk about things that we're digging, things that we want to bury.
Oh, yeah. I got a couple of those.
Ooh, so let's get right into it.
Okay.
What are you digging?
D&D.
Really?
Yeah.
That was a surprise.
I know. My campaign is starting up again soon, so I'm working on some cool stuff. Really excited, and I think that they're going to be fun.
Are these part of that list that you gave me permission to share on Threads? Because that was funny.
I haven't used those yet, but that doesn't mean that I'm not.
People did enjoy those.
Yeah, well, they were good.
Especially Cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, I just can't, like, just imagining him, like, skulking out of the Underdark, like, with boots and no shirt, just covered in tattoos. And his war cry is just like, do it!
Somebody asked, does he eat other duplicate Shias?
Yes.
You're like, silly peasants.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to using the other one, the birds with knife hands. That'll be fun. Mm. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The players are going into the Underdark, so if you've been listening to the podcast recently, you've been reading all those books about the Drow and the Underdark, so I'm going to kind of play off of that.
Yeah, have you still been reading those books?
Yeah, I'm on number 3. I'm almost done.
Cool.
Yeah. They just escaped Drugar City, and they sailed across the Dark Lake. It's like in the North Dark area. So it's like Menzo Berenzon and Chednasad, and then the Dark Lake, obviously. Hmm. So, yeah. And they just went through the labyrinth. I think they actually just turned up on the surface after they fought some minotaurs. So, yeah. Yeah, it's actually getting pretty crazy. I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
It sounds crazy. It sounds wild.
Mm-hmm.
A party.
And I'm liking the characters, too. They do a really good job of the character development.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That can be a struggle sometimes.
Yeah. And, like, the thing about Drow is they're, like, evil in quotes, but it's like out of necessity because they live in such really a dangerous place that if they're not out for themselves,
mm-hmm.
they're dead meat. So they actually explain their thought process a lot, and they'll like back up from the group narrative and like talk about like what one person is thinking and then like their goals, like
and the then party or the Drow?
The Drow. Okay. Like individual people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then there's, like, different interpersonal connections between all of them that they really build up. So, yeah, it's exciting. It's actually a good book series. I definitely recommend it.
Cool.
It's called The War of the Spider Queen, I believe.
Cool. I mean, add it to the TBR.
I could look it up. I could stand up and just grab it. It's right there. But it's just a little too far. Zoe will do the post thing. Instagram
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah. Add it to the gram. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, that's what I got going on. What awesome. Are you digging these days?
There's a couple things that I could be digging. But I think I've narrowed it down to like two things. One really quick thing and one like other thing.
Okay.
Produce Junction had Monsteras for $13.
I saw that.
I got two.
I saw that.
Which is kind of funny because, like, I don't know if you, the listener, are from Florida, but I do know a lot of people that live in Florida, and they're like, those are everywhere. You can just, like, forage that.
You can just run outside and grab one.
You paid money for that?
Yeah, tell me about why their leaves look like that.
Oh, well, one second. I here live in hardiness zone 7, so we do not have nice plants like the Monstera just growing.
No, we have a lot of invasive species.
Yes.
Yeah, like honeysuckle, which I didn't realize was invasive, but it makes a lot of sense.
There is non-invasive and native types of honeysuckle.
Yes, but clearly the one around here yes. is invasive.
Like coral honeysuckle is not invasive.
Good. That's good for them.
But a Monstera plant has all those, and I'm going to forget the actual scientific name for the holes in the leaves, but it is to filter light through so that all the leaves and other plants on the bottom got sunlight as well.
I just noticed that the ones on the top have those holes, but the ones on the bottom do not.
So
So like new ones don't, but they grow them in, or is that just based off the location?
Yes. So the ones on the bottom, those leaves are likely the like first leaves that the plant grew.
They call them firsties.
And they don't have that ability to, I really wish I could remember the name for the holes. But they don't have the ability to make those holes. And when a plant starts to grow, it already has those holes like built, like they don't just like.
Okay. So like the first ones don't, but obviously as the plant grows up, the leaves reach higher and then they've got the holes that go up.
Holy and like just awesome.
Oh, I didn't know it was a religious plant.
Anyways, that was my quick thing. My
long thing?
Long thing is the book that I am reading right now.
Is that the book, the Evil Eye book?
It is. Did we talk about that already?
No, you got it in the mail and you were excited about it.
Yes, this is the Evil Eye, the history, mystery, and magic of the Quiet Curse.
Yeah.
And I am super enjoying it right now. I think that there's just like a lot of really cool information. It has more of like, I don't know, it sounds silly to like repeat, like it has a lot of the history, but it has a lot of the history, which is like super cool. And it's broken down. And also just in general, like diagnosing the evil eye and like kind of those things are usually a lot of like folk tradition that are only passed down through like orally. And so there's not a lot of like information. There's not a lot of books and stuff. You can find like here and there articles, but typically it's kind of like, unless like grandma gave it to you, like darn.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to have like more information. And it also gives information on different backgrounds, not just like Italian or Italian American. So you can kind of compare. And then they were like, you know, see what fits, because you might like really jive with this and you might really not jive with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Nice.
So that's what I'm digging.
How far along are you? About halfway?
I am a little bit more than halfway.
Nice. That's always a good turning point.
Yeah. Well, and Georgia,
because then the part in your left hand is getting bigger than the part in your right hand, and you know you're making a dent.
Yes. And our five-year-old, she likes to have books read before bed.
Yeah.
And she's willing to let me read this out loud. So
I found that my books just put them right to sleep. I get through like three pages and they're done.
My issue is that I highlight books. And so sometimes I stop to like highlight something and she's like, why'd you stop reading?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just give me a second.
It's because I color in my books.
All right. What would you like to bury?
Not in its entirety, but social media. I know your business is built on social media, but the things that you do on social media are a lot different than the things I do on social media. I just like scroll through like people posts and stuff like that. Like on Imgur is what I do. It's okay. An image hosting site. So it's like mindless scrolling and like going through stuff. But God, when there is like something really hot in the news, that's like every single post is about that. So right now it's the indictments.
Okay.
I guess yesterday or the day before it was also the indictments, but before that it was the wildfires. Mm-hmm. So it's like, whatever is hot on the news, like, that's all it is. It's like, I just want to look at, like, capybaras and gophers. Like, throw a duck in there.
Can't you, like, go to a capybara or a gopher, like, hashtag?
If I was savvy, like, technologically.
No, you're at the mercy
savvy, of savvy, I could figure it out. Yeah. No, it's not even the For You page. It's just, like, the new post stuff.
Yeah, which is going to be filtered through an algorithm that's going to give you the things that it thinks that you should.
I don't care. I don't want to see that crap. Like, I get it. I read it once, I'm good. You know, I don't need to see it like seven times. Not even seven times. It's like literally every other one. Sometimes it's two in a row. It's like, man, I just saw the same article that somebody screenshotted. The same thing.
I understand that.
Yeah. That's it. I don't understand the benefit that people get from doing that. Like, do you feel good about yourself by screenshotting an article and posting it? Like, do you think that you're special when everyone else is doing that too? Is it because it's an image hosting site that people are using as a baseline to link through? Like, that's why it's there? Like, people are just using that as a throughway?
People are also sharing the same memes kind of a thing? Or, like,
It's just, like, the article of whatever is going on, and they just like screenshot it and post it. And then they put their header, like whatever it is, indictments. And it's like,
yeah.
Then they put a link to the website that they screenshotted it from. It's like, come on, be original. Show me a duck. Like, get with it.
Yeah, but to them, like, first off, that's going to get them the reach. It's going to be popular. It's
because that's what people like.
It's what people want. Also, depending on what like their circle is, like maybe their only followers are grandma and their mom, and they're just posting because they know that like Aunt Becky doesn't read the news. I think you're thinking too deep into it, Beck.
Shh, I think people suck. Just
you're old.
Yeah, show me some animals. Maybe like. A canoe, like, I don't know, things that are interesting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is why you're not on the interwebs.
That's exactly why. Yep, let's bury it. Ugh, man. All right, what do you want to bury?
Well, I actually found this news out from the interwebs.
Oh, so. My gosh. Was it posted 7 times in a row?
No.
Yes.
It was posted once, and then I went through the search bar and watched then 12 more videos about said topic.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. So 13, lucky number 13. I feel it. All right. What is it?
China is taking back all the pandas.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I know from me. Yeah. I'm very upset.
Yeah.
It means that my children are never going to see a panda.
Yeah.
In person.
Unless we go to China. Let's not go to China.
No. Okay. But I'm just, I'm so sad. So it started because, first off, I didn't realize this, that all pandas, not just in America, but the world, are owned by China. And they're just, like, leased to these places.
That seems like a very China thing to do.
And
leasing animals.
They have in their law that even the animals that are born there, so, like, the pandas that have been born here in the U.S. and have only ever lived in the U.S., they are still property of China.
That sounds like a lease agreement.
Yes. Anyways, our lease was up in 2020, but I guess we negotiated like an extension and we got 3 extra years. Mm. But within those past 3 years, there was this other panda in Missouri.
Okay.
Memphis.
Those are different places.
Something with an M.
Okay.
Memphis, I think.
Montana.
No, it wasn't Montana.
Mississippi.
Memphis.
Okay.
I believe. Don't quote me.
Okay.
Anyways.
That's going to go in the title. Pandas in Memphis.
Anyways, they had a panda at a zoo named Yaya, and articles were coming out that it was being mistreated, which I will say, like, even though it's technically, like, allegedly, the pictures did not look good, and it blew up on China's version of Twitter.
And of course, social media.
And there were petitions made and all sorts of different things. And basically, China took back their pandas. Specifically, first Yaya, which Yaya is now back in Beijing. And it was like this huge thing. And people were like funneling to like go see Yaya every day. But it basically meant China was like, you guys can't take care of our pandas. We're taking them back.
Okay.
And now we have no pandas.
You know, if it's good for the pandas, then good. But
is it good for
China
pandas?
Better step up.
Is it good for the pandas?
Are you concerned about the pandas or your children
seeing
pandas?
Where are all the pandas going to go? Can they take all the pandas? You can't just release all those pandas into the wild. Do they have panda, like, proper panda placements?
Are you telling me you came into this podcast without all the answers?
I did. I asked you the answers. All I know is that I want to bury it because I'm sad. I like pandas.
Oh, yes. Bury the panda.
And that is it.
Yeah. Good rant.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Next week is our full episode.
Yep.
Where I won't rant about pandas.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll do something fun.
Like?
I don't know. You expect me to have a plan already?
No. That's clearly crazy.
But it'll be fun and it'll be witchy.
Nice. Woo-hoo. That's what I love.
Exactly. Well, until then, bye.
Later, Gator.